Farmers, environmentalists and the water industry are all warning the national approach to managing rivers is at risk of unravelling with the Abbott government's decision to scrap the National Water Commission. The Independent Water Policy Monitor was one of a slew of agencies axed in the Coalition's first budget. The Commission is widely respected for keeping a watch on state and federal governments and the rollout of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. There are concerns that reporting could become politicised if the Commission's responsibilities are absorbed by the federal Environment Department. From Canberra, Melissa Clark reports.
The National Water Commission keeps a sharp eye on whether the states and federal governments are meeting their commitments to improve management of rivers and other water resources. It also audits the effectiveness of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, but it's being scrapped as part of the Coalition's drive to cut more than 70 government bodies.
This is not about stopping doing important work, it's about ensuring that important work is done more efficiently and cost-effectively.
Parliamentary Secretary for the Environment, Simon Birmingham.
There's no point in having hundreds and hundreds of different statutory authorities just for the sake of it if you can manage to get a better outcome for the taxpayer with the same result at the end.
We're living in interesting times. Understand that there is a tough fiscal environment out there at the moment.
The Commission's chairwoman, Carlene Maywald, is trying to manage the wind-up while the Water Commission finishes its final report.
I am concerned, as everyone is, that functions can be transferred over smoothly to another independent authority who's resourced with sufficient resources to be able to do the job properly.
The scrapping has united groups that are often at loggerheads over water. Farmers and environmentalists, the regional and urban water sectors are all worried the Commission's rigorous reporting will be compromised when it's absorbed by other government bodies. The Water Services Association represents the urban water industry. Its executive director is Adam Lovell.
Unfortunately, we don't have a plan now. We've got no understanding about where the federal government plans to put those functions, whether it plans to actually fund them. And we're left in a position where we don't want to backslide. We can't backslide and let some states, indeed the federal government itself, undo some of the fantastic work that's been done in progressing water management in Australia.
Professor Richard Kingsford has been prominent in the campaign to restore environmental flows to the Murray-Darling Basin and protecting wild rivers in northern Australia. He's equally concerned.
We've probably at no time in our history have we invested so much in water management, particularly in the Murray-Darling Basin Plan with $12 billion. The real worry is if we don't have an independent arbiter, there's a chance that, you know, we might stumble before the final hurdle.
Simon Birmingham says the government is aware of the need for some independence to be maintained.
We're having a look at what the best fit within other agencies of government will be. A final landing point hasn't been made, and I don't want to give guarantees until we're at a decision point where we know exactly where these functions will go. But I can assure people we are very aware of the need for appropriate independence in those audit functions.
The opposition's environment spokesman, Mark Butler, is sceptical.
I assume they're going to be in some Commonwealth department so that the advice is filtered through the minister's office. We've seen this government, since its election, try to shut down every possible strong independent voice that is out there to provide some accountability and some objective advice to the community and to the parliament about important areas of government policy.
All groups are urging the government to make a final decision soon, but an announcement from the government isn't expected until spring.
Melissa Clark.